Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. All right, this is the stuff you can only get here. Okay? This is the stuff you only get here. So, I told you before, in relatively reasonable terms, why I know Eric Bieniemy hasn't gotten a job, right? And the thought was, like, hey, if you look at Kansas City, they got a passing game coordinator, run game coordinator, Andy Reid calls the plays. What does Eric Bieniemy do? And it's okay if he's not, you don't have to call plays to be a head coach. You don't. You absolutely don't. You don't have to be some grandmaster of X and O's to be a head coach. You do not. You know, John Harbaugh doesn't call the plays. He's just, he was a special teams coach. He's been a football coach and player and coach his whole life. His dad was a coach, his brother's a coach, etc. But more than anything, he knows how to galvanize men, lead men, but also let Wink Martindale do his job. Let Greg Roman do his job. But if you look at how the Ravens play at the end of games, you're like, oh, I know what John Harbaugh does. Like, they got pretty good game clock management, and you kind of get a sense of what they're doing. The problem with Bieniemy that I was told was like, look, his lack of plan matches up with the fact that we don't know what he actually does in Kansas City. It doesn't mean people don't like him, but it's like, I got to have, what is your strength? What do you do? And what is your plan? And how can you sell everybody on this plan? Well, again, you got Mike McCarthy, who was a head coach for a long time in Green Bay, won a Super Bowl, of course. But he's not calling the plays. No one, they kept, You keep the same offensive coordinator that you had previous to him being hired, going back before last season, right? And when you do, you hire Kellen Moore. Okay, so Kellen Moore, that's Kellen Moore's offense combined with Dak Prescott. They do the offense. On defense, you hire a guy who's won a Super Bowl as defense coordinator, and was just a head coach. So what does Mike McCarthy do? Well, he manages or mismanages, right? And I just don't know if you can, I'm just thinking out loud. I do think Cowboy fans are pretty smart. Not all of them, but most of them are pretty smart because they've been waiting and waiting and waiting. It's every couple of years they have one of these teams. 3 years ago was a 13-win team. Right, they had the year that Dez caught the ball. That was a very, very good football team. They changed and I think fixed the defense. Is it a great defense? No, but obviously Diggs. I mean, I know he got burnt the next play, but man, that kid makes plays, doesn't he? He's the playmaker. But I don't know how you get around the fact that your head coach. It's not just that he's been lost in several of these games. Like, the first 2 weeks of the season, he nearly blew it for his team. And he did yesterday, too, with the Patriots. They're just a mess. So the problem isn't that he can't figure it out and make decisions, but it doesn't build confidence. Right? Like, you know, Brad Stevens is great at slobs. You know what a slob is in basketball? It's a sideline. S-L, out of bounds, slob, right? Or a slob ATO, after a timeout, slob. After a timeout, sideline, out of bounds. It was great. And what happens is you draw a couple up, you win a couple of games, and even if the play isn't all that special, like the guys buy in, they're like, hold on, coach has got to play. What do you got, coach? All right, draw it up. Like Mike McCarthy, it's going to be the opposite of it. 2 minutes to go, you're 150 to go, 149, 148. You're like, you're looking over there at the sideline. You're like, man, we got to win this thing in spite of our head coach. In spite of our head coach. I mean, it's really another win for Aaron Rodgers, where it's not just Rodgers' record since leaving Mike McCarthy. It's just the idea of what all is he doing? Doesn't coach offense. He doesn't coach defense. He doesn't coach special teams. He's in charge of managing the club and managing the clock. Ain't got a headset on. So it's like you can have somebody who's got answers to the test in your ear. Right? And he's still screwing it up. Byer, was your show still? I know a game went overtime. Were you guys still on when that game was going into overtime?
Yes.
I mean, how do you overcome that? How do you overcome the fact that the guy looks completely... And look, I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything and know every rule. I do think that most people our age, because we played so much Madden, and you do... And it's one of the things when you're playing... That's the great thing about watching my son's sports brain evolve. Because if you go back 2 years ago, he was playing tackle football, but time and score didn't matter that much. Like, you'd get to end a quarter, end a half... end a game, he didn't know how to get out of bounds, call a timeout, spike the football, all these other things, didn't understand. Or if you have the ball and it's like 3 minutes left, like, let's just run the ball, get a first down, bleed out the time, right? But because so many people have so many games, mentally games under their belt, there is a sense of, okay, I know about how to do this thing. I honestly think part of McCarthy's thing is he didn't grow up in the video game generation, and so there's not the volume of it, and I think he's a little lost.
Yeah, I think that. I also actually think that it probably happens more in the NFL than we maybe realize, but because this is, I don't want to say it's always happening to Mike McCarthy, it just becomes bigger and bigger, or this is his label, so every time that it happens... There are coaches who are really smart with the clock, and you know, Bill Belichick, would be one of them, how to manipulate it. But I also wonder if that's part of it as well, that he's labeled with that sort of thing. I could be wrong.
You're absolutely right. I don't even necessarily know if it's fair, right? I'm sure if I went back and I studied the Packers, or if I watched it, if I knew a lot of the decisions he does make in games or the help that he does, like, I'm sure a lot of this is categorically unfair. This is three big TV games that I've seen him butcher a decision or two, and you're like, I'm struggling trying to trying to find an excuse for you.
I think that's a part of it as well, from even what you said of that's three big TV games. And the Cowboys, more often than not, play in big TV games. And the position of a Cowboys head coach or the Green Bay Packers head coach, there is responsibility, but maybe even elevated some with Dallas as well. I think that also plays a part of it.
What, Jason, you want to say? Go for it.
I was just going to say that, like, maybe there's something that he's doing behind the scenes that's real inspirational, and he's a great coach to play behind. But, like, I think Hard Knocks did him a disservice. Either he got a bad edit, or, like, a lot of the things he says is, like, hokey and stuff that wasn't quite landing with the players. And it's like, Hard Knocks didn't do him any favors, and I doubt they would have just edited out real inspirational stuff with him leading his team. So it's like, if there's not that, and like you just pointed out, his only thing to do during the game is this. I mean, that I'm not sure what the deal is with him.
Makes their future, his future as well, very cloudy. Because
Think it makes it cloudy. I think it makes it, becomes the fall guy if they lose, and then Kellen Moore becomes the head coach.
Well, that's the question, is if they do continue to win, and Kellen Moore's name's already been brought up with the Raiders, it's been brought up with other spots. You know, and as you say, Dan Quinn's the defensive guy. He was brought in to do that. Kellen Moore's kept for the offense. Yeah, so what does he really have to do? And if you're Jerry Jones, do you risk losing Kellen Moore for a guy that is having problems managing the clock?
Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? That's what I don't get. You know, I get if you're calling plays. You know, like Andy Reid, I actually understand. And Andy Reid has been bad with clock management too. But I would give Andy Reid at least a slight pass because Andy Reid calls the plays. Right? So when you're the play caller, you're having to work, you know, one play ahead. You got to have the next play in. You can't go like, ooh, oh, what did we get? Okay, we got stopped. Hold on, let me think of formation. Like, you have to have the next, you know, you basically have two or three plays ready in case of down and distance and time and situation, right? So I give Andy Reid a little bit of a pass because he's calling plays. Mike McCarthy's not calling plays. Not calling defensive plays, right? He's sitting there managing the game. And you're exactly right, Dan. Whether it's real or imagined, the mistakes they make at the end of games, he's going to get the blame, and no one has any sort of belief or faith in him. Now, it's also fair that his lack of decisiveness, his ill-fated decisions, or even the decisions that have worked, you know, those sorts of things, it's completely fair to say that I'm sure he spent plenty of time preparing and studying for it. But I'm not alone in the football world, and I'm not even deep entrenched in the football world, but I know enough people that are like, yeah, it's not good. And as you pointed out, the Cowboys are always on TV, and so it allows people to make these decisions their own. You know? Where Bill Belichick, part of it is he has the equity, part of it is he's unflinching. You know, he makes the decisions. When they went for a field goal, was it 2 weeks ago? Was it 2 weeks ago on Monday night they went for the field goal in the rain? It was against the Buccaneers when they lost the Buccaneers. And that was a long field goal. But then they asked him about it. He's like, you know, we felt like he could make it. You know, he hit the crossbar. It was a weird decision. 4th and 4. Felt like you can pick that thing up. Maybe thought they couldn't. Didn't like it. He's a rookie quarterback. All right. Just McCarthy, it's just really hard to have confidence that the Cowboys in a big game. You know, everybody uses the cliche, football's a game of inches. It is, but it's also a game of these minute decisions that are super important. All right, coming up next, LSU and Ed Orgeron are parting ways. The story that came out yesterday in The Athletic, not good for Ed Orgeron, but it does speak to, I think, the biggest challenge in success. We'll get to that coming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
So something we thought was going to happen has happened, and it's going to happen in bizarre fashion here, right? So LSU is going to have a new football coach next year, but Ed Orgeron is going to finish out this year, and apparently a buyout agreement was reached before they played Florida, and they actually beat Florida at home. And this is Ed Orgeron on Parting Ways with LSU.
Hello. 2 years hasn't been the standard of LSU. So when he came and talked to me after the Kentucky game, I knew that it was time. And I understand that. I understand the expectations of LSU. And I invited myself, and we did not meet him the last 2 years. I'm honored that I got to be the head coach at LSU. This administration has treated me with class, with dignity the whole time that I've been here. They've given me everything that we needed to have success.
Here's Ed Orgeron about what he wants to do next.
I want to take a little time off. You know, I'm 60 years old. I've coached for 37 years. I think I'm going to have enough money to buy me a hamburger. And every once in a while, maybe a double meat cheeseburger. But I want to take a little time off to find out what direction I want to be in. You asked me if I think today I'm not going to coach. But that might be different a month from now. But right now, I want to take a little time off, spend with my kids.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so the story in The Athletic is basically painting the picture of a guy who's off the field behavior, off the field lifestyle. He just became kind of distracted. And, you know, Pat Riley calls it the disease of me. But, you know, it's one of the same reason that college coaches struggle in the NFL is the same reason that Ed Orgeron lost his job. Look, the product wasn't good enough, and it probably all the other stuff, getting a divorce, hitting on women, bringing them around the facility. It doesn't matter if you're winning. But when you're losing, they find the little things and they don't like them. But the bigger thing is college campuses create, you know, we create these like deities out of coaches. They build statues out of people. I'm going to put a statue out front. Like, do you know what that does to somebody? Like, that, you got to be really stable to be able to process, like, hey, this is just football. It's fame is fleeting, et cetera, et cetera. It's really hard. The same reason that I think a lot of college basketball players struggle to be overseas or struggle to make it through the minor leagues. Like, the reason that guys succeed, I believe, at least partially, in the minor leagues from smaller programs is they're not as driven or as energized by fans and attention. They've been in empty gyms doing it by themselves or in, you know, lightly packed, and they just, like, they can generate their own energy. Whereas if you've played at Kentucky, you've never played in front of an empty seat, and you never had a practice that people didn't care about. You know, when you're the coach at Kentucky in basketball, you're John Calipari, you can, the world's your oyster. Like, I want you to think about it for a second. Like, this is a little bit sympathetic towards Ed Orgeron, even though obviously it hasn't gone well and you can only blame him. But like, you walk off a football field and they put police officers around you, right? You get a police escort wherever you go. When this is, heck, I actually said this about Pat Mahomes, right? Like, Pat Mahomes was bad in the first half. Obviously, he made some incredible plays in the second half and they won. But when you call somebody Superman, when you say there's nothing he can't do, and, you know, guys are going to believe it. Guys are going to believe it. They'll try things they shouldn't try. And the same is true for coaches. They're human beings too. You're supposed to be 60 years old. You're supposed to be grown up. But you know what? When you've been a defensive line coach, you know, you've been a failed head coach in the SEC before. You didn't get the SEC job. Now you get the LSU job in your home state. It's like the biggest thing ever. And you win a national championship. And you kick the crap out of everybody along the way. And the world is your oyster. Sometimes you eat the oysters. I kind of feel like that's human nature. So, yeah, this is me being a little sympathetic towards it. Obviously, you hear the line of he pulled up to a gas station. And again, this is from the story in The Athletic. A woman was in workout gear. And he said, like, you look like you work out. And she said, I'm pregnant and I'm married. And he said, we should work out together. And she said, I'm pregnant and I'm married. And he's like, what's the difference, right? And the defense is, for Ed Orgeron, is like, he could have actually meant work out. I mean, obviously it feels like a pickup line, and congrats on him for not like, no. What I meant was we could just work. But the reason it's perceived that way is other actions that he has. But that is a precipitous decline, the likes of which we've seen in the SEC before. Right. I mean, that's what ended Bobby Petrino there at Arkansas. Obviously, different circumstances, but we've seen teams win a national championship, Auburn, and 2 years later, fire their coach. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm throw this out just in case. We've had issues with our phone lines. Not for you. We don't care if you call, but for important people like Orlando Scandrick. So if we get a drop, we'll keep working towards it. We got some sort of gremlin in the phone system here at Fox Sports Radio. Scan was a pro for 11 years, 9 with the Cowboys. And of course, he's the co-host of Up on Game, or no, About the Game podcast with TJ Hushmanzada, two of my favorite guys, right? Hush and Scan. Orlando Scandrick joins us. Skin, I want to get to Diggs and what an incredible season he's having.
But Doug, we got to see. Why do everybody want to short? You and Colin, y'all love to short me that one season. It was 12 years.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else you want to clear up?
You can't short me no more, Doug. Come on,
bro.
Man.
I apologize.
I work hard for it.
Hey, Jason Stewart.
Hey, I'm going to take this one. Orlando, I just looked on Pro Reference and it says 11. Maybe I'm bad at math. Maybe they missed a year, but that's my fault. I'm going to take this one.
No, we'll put it on Pro Football Reference. Anyway, Orlando Scandrick joins us. Okay, so as a player, when your head coach struggles as much in end of half, end of game, clock game management, how does it affect players, or does it affect players? What effect does it have on you?
Well, That was a lot. Can you rephrase that again one more time?
Okay. So we would agree that Mike McCarthy has struggled a little bit, more than a little bit, I think, in some of these end of half, end of game clock management situations. Is that a fair way of putting it?
His clock management has been anything short of horrific.
Okay. So, all right. So how does that affect players?
I mean, I don't think that they've lost any confidence. Winning cures all. I think sometimes those little blunders, they're going not challenging. You know, as fans, we're privy to seeing, like, replays and things like that. And when you're in the game, you're kind of locked in. Because I remember being out there, it was just like, did he fumble? Did you catch it? Did you not? You know, you were kind of iffy until you've seen the video board. So I don't think it's affecting them during the game. I mean, I'm sure that's such a young team, though. So, you know, that they got a lot of guys that think the same way because they were, like, brought up in there and they don't have, like, a lot of outside free agents and it's a lot of ingrown talent. So I don't think they're second-guessing, and they're winning. So winning cures all. I don't think second-guessing comes in until, you know, it starts to really hurt you. You know, it doesn't catch up with you until it catches up with you. And, you know, at this point, it hasn't caught up to them yet.
Okay, let's discuss Diggs. First, I know he had the interception, the pick six. The very next play, Romo said it was his fault. A lot of people said it was the safety's fault. Whose fault was it?
The corner got beat. The safety was in the middle of the field. Safety should have probably made the play, you know, to stop it. It looked like he was a little hesitant, didn't want to hit him, didn't want to get a penalty, but it was 100% a vertical route, and Diggs was 100% a 3D. He's a 3D player. As you can see, there was only one safety high. Normally, when there's one safety high, he's normally a true middle field player, or he may have been leaning a little bit to the right. But, you know, Diggs, he gave up a play. It happens.
When you watch him play, what are your impressions?
He catches, like, he just, his opportunity. He capitalizes on opportunities. He don't leave it out there on the field a lot. I mean, you know, he has one drop I've seen this year, but he doesn't drop the ball. When it comes your way, you got to catch it. And that's over 70% of it with DBs, you know. It's just amazing that he's catching the ball and quarterbacks continue to throw. It's kind of double-edged sword, though. You know, he does give up plays here and there, but at the end of the day, I'll take 7 interceptions in 6 games and giving up a few plays in a 5-1 record.
It's crazy. A rookie with 7 interceptions in 6 games is nuts type of stuff. Is their defense – you know, Romo used to tell me all the time, like, look, it doesn't. Everybody talks about the offense. Unless you have a top-10 defense, you're not winning big in this league. Is that defense good enough in your opinion?
They got a good football team right now. They're playing well. They're playing complimentary together. Haven't really played anybody yet, you know. Played a nail biter with the Chargers, and I would say the Chargers and the Bucks were, you know, their opponents. I don't think out of any of these other teams that they're playing, I don't think any of these other teams are going to be playoff teams. But, you know, however, never going to apologize for winning in the league. You know, it's kind of TBD. You know, they haven't been in a game where their defense was really needed, you know, to come through for their offense. They couldn't stop a nosebleed against the Bucks, but they've gotten better since then, and I think they're going to continue to get better. It's exciting to watch. I'm super happy for them. I'm super happy for the people in that organization, and, you know, I'm super happy for Kellen Moore, a former teammate in the NFL and a college teammate of mine, and, you know, it's a fun thing to see.
Okay, let's get to the Browns. A lot of people disappointed in the Browns, but it's also fair to say, like, there's a team that has just been crushed by injuries. Why is a team that so many thought was among the elite talented teams struggled so mightily, in your opinion?
The quarterback has struggled. The quarterback has always struggled. He stinks. You know, he's number one pick in the draft because of what he did in college, but you really look at him in the NFL, he stinks. He pays attention way too much to what people outside this building say, like me and you and other people. And I think, you know, he's kind of been given the keys to the franchise, and now here you are staring down the barrel of his fourth or his fifth year, I'm not sure which one, and, you know, he's not getting any better. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Patrick Mahomes. Hell, he's not even Kyler Murray, you know, and until, you know, he takes this team and says, you know what, as a quarterback, and your guys, Tony Romo, I watched us have a terrible defense and have some down years, myself included. And Tony was able to put the team on his back and win games by himself, you know, by keeping us in the game and going on to win it.
Yeah, he's not that guy. I mean, when you say he stinks, like, you don't think he's even an average quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, he's an average quarterback in the NFL, but when you build a team around him, you know, that's driven by him. You know, in today's NFL, if you look at the teams that are ascending in the NFL, the teams that are having success in the NFL, they all have great quarterback play. And it's not just about, you know, yards and stats. It's just about team management, managing the team, not turning the ball over, setting the tempo and the mentality for the team. If you look at the Tampa Bay Bucks, they don't talk very much because Brady doesn't talk very much. if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, you know, they've taken on the role and like an underdog, and that's because that's Dak's whole thing. Like, he's been an underdog since he came in, and even though he's got the huge contract, he's still out there conducting himself and grinding and going to get it. Like, he's still that underdog.
What did you think of Russell Wilson running a huddle and a 2 minute on air? When you see that, what do you think?
Man, it lets you know that guy is fully invested. He's fully bought in. It lets you know his importance to the team. And you look at those teams, and when I say taking on the personality of their team, that's the team that's been hit by injury very hard, lost their quarterback, lost their top two running backs. You know, they've got guys banged up all across the board. You know, they're playing with some young guys on defense. And if you look at last night, they're just continuing to go get it, continuing to, like, just grind. And then on the other hand, if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, they have a good way of playing football that muckies up games and makes some dirty, nasty games that come down to the end where their defense can come through. And that's pretty much what Big Ben is doing. You know, Big Ben hears all this chatter about what people say that he can't do, but if you look at him week in and week out, he doesn't respond to that at all. He doesn't pay it no mind. He continues to go after it and strive for his goal and does whatever it takes to win. And that's why they're going to always have a chance to be successful down there in Pittsburgh.
Are you a buyer into the Arizona Cardinals?
Yes.
Why? What is it you see that you like?
They can rush the passer. They can rush the passer. They fly around on defense, and they're electric on offense. They're quarterbacks, a mobile guy. They've got two proven receivers that are going to be first ballot Hall of Famers. And then when you sprinkle in a guy like James Conner, and when you sprinkle in Zach Ertz, another guy that's a Pro Bowl caliber player, and you sprinkle in another guy like Christian Kirk, and they've taken on the persona of their coach, Cliff Kingsbury, which is a great young coach that's just letting it hang out and enjoying himself and, you know, on his grind every day. And you look at them, they don't say much. You know, when those guys struggle, they don't say much. And I hate to keep going back to Baker, but it's too much that you see Baker defending his play, Baker's wife defending his play. That's absurd to me.
Totally, to completely agree, totally absurd. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. On Monday night, Lamar struggled in the first half and then all of a sudden just unleashed a fury on the Colts. I mean, it was an incredible virtuoso performance. And then he continued it on Sunday, where that's a good Charger team and they just kicked the crap out of him. And it just was not even a contest. But the evolution has been, you used to be able, if you got ahead, Lamar'd struggle, right, maybe reputation-wise, but also that style of offense, they'd struggle to come from behind. Now that doesn't appear to be nearly the case. What's different about the Baltimore Ravens and maybe Lamar personally that they're able to have comebacks even within the confines of this offense?
Taking on the personality of the Harbaugh. I've always had a strong admiration for Harbaugh. I remember on a pre-draft visit, I went in and, you know, talked to Ozzie, and then I remember distinctly when I talked to Harbaugh, he was like, talked about me as a player, but he had on his board, does not play as a Raven yet. And I didn't understand what that meant at the time. You know, now when I look at the Ravens, they're tough. That is the most physical football team that I've ever played against in my whole entire life. And you look at them, you know, it doesn't matter who they have in on defense. They continue to develop guys. They continue to have guys play well. Then on offense, their team is built up front. They're built in the trenches. And, you know, it's given Lamar that confidence. And Lamar's got great, great receiving options, and Mark Andrews, and also in Hollywood Brown. And, you know, I'm super proud of him. You know, I remember playing him and I told him, you know, don't worry about what anybody says. You keep doing you. And he's continued to do that. You know, another guy that blocks it out. And I'm just looking forward to seeing him be the highest quarterback paid in NFL history here soon.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Pat Mahomes first half. I mean, just makes them, you know, they continue to turn it over. Now, obviously, he's that cheat code with Tyreek Hill where they can just make plays. If you were to be in the offensive meeting room of the Kansas City Chiefs, what would you do to get them to clean some things up?
Just get back to doing what we do. There's no panic. We won the game. We're already through a quarter of the season. We're 3-2. That quarter's over. Let's build on the things that we've done great. Let's learn from the mistakes that we've made. Let's not try and press. Let's just continue to play. Let's continue to play complimentary football, and let every drive needs to end in a kick. You know, that's good enough for that. It's going to end in a punt or a field goal. You know, no turnovers, and that's a great philosophy to win football games.
Tonight we're going to see Buffalo take on Tennessee. Last time these two teams matched up, Buffalo couldn't tackle Derrick Henry. I mean, just couldn't tackle him. Obviously, Tennessee's been all banged up. I think they're a little healthier now, but having played against this style, having played against this type of offense, if you're Buffalo, are you built to stop Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans?
Man, the issue is going to be Buffalo likes to play a lot of four down football. They don't blitz a lot at all. They don't blitz, so they're like they don't have to knock you back up front. I think to stop the Titans, is occasionally you have to run blitz. I think when you run blitz, there's gaps and there's places to be gashed. And their play action game is second to none. You know, that's what Tannehill does well. And Julio Jones ain't gonna stay down forever, so I think he's back. And I look to see him and AJ Brown have big games tonight. And I look to see Buffalo make it really competitive, but I got the Titans in a close one. Ooh, getting my teams mixed up.
It's okay. You got the Titans in a close one. A reminder, it's called About the Game. You got a great defensive back and a great wide receiver and two guys who really know, just completely understand the game. Orlando Scandrick, that podcast is with TJ Hushmanzada. You should download it if you want to be inside the game. Scan, we're not going to cut you short on 12 years in the National Football League, 9 with the Cowboys.
Always think about it like this. It was 2008 through 2018. Through 2017. That's 9 years, but 10 seasons. I was hurt 1 year. That's why you miss it. And I did one with the Chiefs and one with Philadelphia.
It's the 1 year that you were hurt, right? That's where the credit hours weren't. That's where online doesn't help you out. Scan, great stuff, dude. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
All right, listen. People know, like, I get it on my screen, like, how many years, right? And Jason does his research, right? And it was a very quick research. Like, I went to Pro Football. What was it? Where'd you go? Pro Football, which is where. If you ever use Pro Football Reference, that gives you everybody's stats. Like, everybody's stats. And you can also do College Football Reference. You can see college stats. Those are good sites. But sometimes they don't. If you miss a year because of an injury, it doesn't give you the credit when you look and you're just trying to say, oh, how many years did he play? He played 11 years. He played 12. So it's not Jason Stewart's fault. It's partly because I can bust Jason Stewart's chops. That actually was my favorite part of the weekend, was last night I was watching the Dodger game and the back and forth on our little group chat and talking about Hall of Famer Kenley Jansen, because Jason Stewart anointed him as a Hall of Famer. And now every time he takes the mound, the group chat talks about Hall of Famer Kenley Jansen. And I assume if Rob Parker has a group chat with his crew, with the Odd Couple crew, they bust his chops constantly about the what is it called, the luckiest of all time, the Lote. Yes, yeah, the luckiest of all time.
But Doug, can I set the record straight on this?
Yeah,
Kenley Jansen, I think, is a Hall of Famer. I think his body of work has earned him as a Hall of Famer. And John Paul Morosi came on, and he's not quite sure. I understand this, but I'm not saying that Kenley Jansen, as he exists today, is a Hall of Famer. He's not pitching like a Hall of Famer. He's much older in age, and he's hard to depend on. He's coming on off a great year, but I just want to make sure that everyone knows that. I don't think Kenley Jansen is a Hall of Fame performer right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, like, look, if you... Yes, yes. I mean, look, so based, like, upon... Based upon having over 1,000 strikeouts... He's probably a Hall of Famer, okay? But in my opinion, like, to be a Hall of Famer, and I understand that, let's get this discussion. A lot of it's just us busting your chops. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but I'd also think it's a deeper dive, a bigger discussion than just, you know, 1 minute has, you know what I mean?
I do.
It's a bigger thing. All right, coming up next, speaking of Mike McCarthy... Wait to hear what Nick Wright has to say. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed?
With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, every day at this time. What we like to do? We like to get you caught up on something you might have missed. In Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports 1, we call it...
Ow.
What does the Fox say?
Nick writes on First Things First. He said this about Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
I am the chairman of the committee, and the committee had the Cowboys at the top of the NFL. So obviously, I think they have the talent to compete for, get to, and potentially win the Super Bowl. But they are going to be held back by what has been proven to be the most inept game manager, clock manager, situational coach in the entire NFL in Mike McCarthy. Which is why this morning after a game that I'm sure 25 million people watched in a season that is pacing to be one of the most watched seasons in recent memory, where we have seen time and time again of Mike McCarthy not being able to tell time, that Broussard, I think the Cowboys should take a page out of the old LeBron James playbook, which is, I know we're in first place, but I also know deep down our coach is going to hold us back, and the right guy for that job is already on the staff. I think the Cowboys should tell Mike McCarthy, thanks, but no thanks. We'll see you later. Kellen Moore, you've been elevated. Dan Quinn is there. He can be the mentor, if you will. He's been a head coach of a team.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm like, basically, I'm with him. I think that McCarthy is a disaster as a decision maker and game manager head coach. That said, it's worked so far. Is it something that, like, man, this is going to kill us? Yeah. The other thing you can do is he can be a figurehead head coach and just say, hey, let Kellen handle all that stuff and we'll do it. And you'll just have the headset on and we'll pretend like you're doing something, but we're really not. But yeah, it's a definite negative, you know? And I believe, and I could be wrong, and Lando Scandrick's like, yeah, it doesn't really affect them because winning cures all. I don't know. If you're on that sideline, you look over and there's Mike McCarthy making an end of game decision. Like, yeesh. Yeesh. Here's Colin Cowherd on The Herd on Fox Sports Radio and Fox Sports 1 talking about Baker Mayfield.
I don't want to hear about injuries, okay? That's called the NFL. They are 0-3 against the best quarterbacks they faced and the best teams. Couldn't beat Herbert, couldn't beat Mahomes, couldn't beat Kyler Murray. And if you watch that game yesterday, the gap between Kyler Murray's talent and Baker Mayfield's is enormous. It's not even close. I don't want to hear about excuses. We say this all the time. Being a quarterback in the NFL is not about comfort. Jared Goff is great when he's comfortable. The NFL is about discomfort. We always said about Lamar Jackson, can he come from behind? I know he's going to lead a bunch of games. But to win a Super Bowl, you got to prove you can play from behind. Oh, now Lamar can. Baker Mayfield's wonderful with a lead and the number one rated O-line and two great running backs. And, oh, now Jarvis Landry's out. Yeah, like, because nobody ever has all their components at wide receiver. And yet you're missing a tackle or two and a running back. And, yeah, that's called the National Football League. Can you play from behind? Can you play on a bad shoulder? Can you play without your top running back? So Baker's fine when the world is comfortable.
Well, I think it's a fair, I think in many ways it's a fair argument. And I know Orlando Scandrick is like, he stinks. I think here's the thing. He's carrying the burden of being the number one overall pick in a year where we had other quarterbacks that are better than he is. Okay. We also have to take in the context that Baker, in his reputation of leadership and being a winner and being somebody who galvanizes it, you're taking over a franchise that when he got there, they had won one game in two seasons. So I'm about just being fair to people. Now, people in the NFL told me a long time ago, Baker will be fine as long as he's surrounded by good players. But look, Pat Mahomes stunk in the Super Bowl. Why? His offensive line was awful. The Cleveland Browns didn't have the best running back, didn't have their bookend tackles. And then Kareem Hunt got hurt yesterday as well. So we can make it out like all these other guys can do well. No, they can't. They can't. Is he that good? No, he's average. And he shouldn't have been the number one overall pick. But he's not awful.
What does the Fox say?
All right, coming up next. In the greatest lines of all time, what's the greatest line of all time? Aaron Rodgers might have topped it yesterday. That's next.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.